You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, bringing you a fresh episode. Happy Easter if you celebrate. Happy Passover weekend. I hope everyone's having fun with their friends, their families, coloring eggs and potatoes or whatever people are doing. Those years have passed for me of the bunny rabbit and the eggs, but I hope that everyone's having a great time. And my Easter Passover gift to you guys is, of course, the queen of the hour, of the month, of the season, our Southern Belle badass, Christina. Woo, what's going on, our tax queen? How's it going, Christina?
This is finally slowing down just a little bit right about now to where I'm above water and I can breathe. How have you been?
I've been busy too, in a different way. So I understand, you know, we're trying to get all of the things done. And before we jump in, you know, Christina and I are friends offline. I consider her a sister, guys, just full transparency, really inspires me and supports me. We support each other. And she's in my life forever. She's not going anywhere. She's not just tax season. She's not seasonal. But I want to share, you know, a little bit about overwhelm, you know, for our startup entrepreneurs and our scaling entrepreneurs that are listening and viewing. You know, overwhelm is really real. I've been putting some things in place every week to kind of help myself not get overwhelmed and just want to eat ice cream in the bed all day. I mean, we're entrepreneurial and we're outgoing. And we want what we want with our goals. But, you know, getting outside during the week and having a sandwich, as corny as that sounds, walking down the block and getting fresh air and getting off the laptop has really done wonders for me. So I want to shout out our local sandwich shop that sees me there about 4 or 5 times a week. Wiggs, W-I-G-Z. They get me fed, and it really is something I can do for myself for the overwhelm. Christina, share with the listeners and viewers, what do you do to keep yourself sane in these crazy busy times of overwhelm?
You think I'm sane, girl? Oh, Lord, that's so cute that you think I'm sane.
I know, right?
At this point, what I do is I have to unplug. I have to desensitize myself from what's going on in the world, what is in our face constantly that we are subjected to. So I go out for walks. Mm-hmm. I'll just go out driving. You know, just taking a long bath or a hot shower or calling up an old friend and just, you know how it is, just reminiscing and living those old times again. You know, things that are free. That's what I do. I do things that are free.
I heard that. Wouldn't expect anything less from my tax queen.
But, you know, it's whatever your personal choice is. And if it is inexpensive or free, go for it. But you have to treat yourself sometimes like you do with wigs. You treat yourself to some treats, you know, and you have to do that to keep your emotional balance. You have to do something for yourself.
That's right.
So that's what I do. And that's the way I kind of look at everything, too. You know, even with my budgeting and my taxes, you know, anything I can do that is inexpensive or free or something that is, I call mindless, you know, where it's just playing Candy Crush or something like that. Yeah. You know, things like that. Just, you have to take care of yourself, especially in times like these.
Yes, I love that. So you guys find that thing that you can smile about or look forward to. I know that from like 8 to noon, if I get a big chunk of work done, I know I can walk down to Wiggs, get my sandwich, say hello to my people, get some fresh air, come back home. For, you know, some people like Christina, it's a bath or talking to an old friend. Find that little piece of happiness or something to look forward to that pulls you forward, just like in your business. You know, the vision pulls you forward. I have something I'm trying to handle next month during Cannes Week, and I'm doing a 5K in France, and I feel overwhelmed with this goal, but I know I can do it. I just have to take piece by piece. So that's my little entrepreneurial mental health check-in there. Let's dive into it. Today's show is dedicated to all of you entrepreneurs and startup goers that are just getting out of your tax season, maybe you filed an extension like myself, and you are just in receipt hell. You're just like, what is this receipt? What is going on? Luckily, I have the tax queen here to help me. And so she got a nice spreadsheet where everything's laid out. And I've disciplined myself to do it that way. But gosh, I have to tell you, doing receipts for multiple businesses is a pain in the neck. But our tax queen is going to take the majority of this 50-minute block to share with you some tips. And so we're going to go full screen and give the floor to Christina. Christina, hold court, and here you go.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So just to tell you all a little bit about myself, I am a tax accountant. I've been preparing taxes for 25 plus years. I have seen just about anything, the ugly, the dirty, whatever. And I've told myself, once I retire, I'm going to write a book because people would not believe some of the things that I see or hear. I have a company, it's Premier Accounting, and I have two locations. One is in Biscoe, North Carolina. One is in Birmingham, Alabama. But do not think that that limits you to where I can't service you. It doesn't matter where you are in the United States, if you're in Germany, in Australia, France, it doesn't matter where you are. If you have United States income, you legally have to file a tax return, and I am qualified to do that. So regardless of where you are, just keep me in mind, Premier Accounting, and my contact information, my cell phone number directly to me. You don't get a receptionist. Is 910-571-1092. Now that I've already thrown all that out there, let's get started. Today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about budgeting. Right now, we're going to cover personal budgeting, and then going forward, after we cover some personal budgeting, I thought we would look at some business budgeting. Because, you know, in times like these where we're unsure about where we're going to go forward, how we're going to go forward, we need to have a plan. Like Monique said, we need to know where we're going. We have to keep that faith. We have to keep that hope. And hopefully some of these tips that I have today will help you get over any obstacle or hurdle you may have. So a budget is something that it is very personal. It is personalized to you and your circumstances and situations. And basically what a budget is a skeleton, and it says, okay, here's the amount of money you have. Okay, here's the expenses you have. What can we pay with our money on these expenses? But first we have to prioritize our expenses. And in my opinion, now everybody has their own, but in my opinion, and what I recommend to people is that mortgages and rent, those are your primary concerns. After that, you've got your utilities, power, water. And, you know, there was one point in time where cell phones were not considered a utility. They were a luxury. At this time in our lives and at this point, they are necessities. That is an actual, it's almost like a third arm for us because it helps us communicate with our jobs, our businesses. It helps grow our financial businesses. It is an extension of you. And there is a multitude of things that you can do now with your cell phone as far as the internet. So if you have any questions about budgeting, just get on Google and just Google how to set a budget. I'm going to cover some of these things with you. But just in case I leave, you know, something out that pertains to you, then, you know, you can go to Google and get the information you need. But so a budget is set to help you save money and to help limit your wasteful spending. So, which is why you have to have your primary mortgage and rent and utilities. After that, you pretty much have your groceries. And I understand that groceries should be farther up there on the list for some people probably, but always buy discounted groceries. You can't buy discounted power or discounted water. You can always buy discounted groceries by clipping coupons, or if they have a 10% off day, or find you a dent and ding store. Meat. You don't have to get it when it's absolutely fresh. You can get it when it's getting ready to expire in, say, 2 days. Freeze it. You know, do things like that to cut your cost. And so, first of all, you have to create the plan. Okay. The plan is what we just talked about, what we need to prioritize, how we need to go forward. Then you have to look at your resources. You need to look at your strengths. You need to look at your skills. You need to look at your abilities. And that will help you going forward in any endeavor you may have, especially when it comes to trying to make ends meet. Now, how do you make ends meet? Some of you have one job and it works for you. You can pay all of your bills. You have no issues whatsoever. Then there are those of us that one income doesn't really pay for everything. You're just a little shy at the end of the month of what you need. Maybe you need to have a little part-time job. There are many, many things out there that will fill in that gap, I guess you could say. So such as driving Uber or Lyft, Grubhub, Uber Eats. These are things that basically the only thing it's going to cost you is your time, your gas, and your insurance. Now, that is another thing too. If you're driving Uber or Lyft, you need to contact your automobile insurance company and make sure that you do not need any additional or specialized coverage for Uber or Lyft, because we don't want them something to happen and them deny a claim. So that's first thing. excuse me, I'm sorry. So let's see here. Some other ways you can minimize your wasteful spending and increase your income. So at work, instead of going out to eat for lunch every day, take your lunch. Don't take as many breaks to the snack room or the vending machine. If you look at how much you spend, just take one week. And look at how many times you go to the vending machine or how much you spend eating out at lunch. And the best way that I tell you you can figure that out is by looking at your last few months of bank statements. Where do you see that your wasteful spending is? You don't have to go out to eat. You don't have to have that cup of coffee in the morning. You don't have to have this. You don't have to have that. Unless it is on your list of priorities and things that are a necessity. You need to also stay informed nowadays. So we see the stock market is very volatile. We have certain tariffs that are being put into place that wasn't in our budget. So how are we going to make this? How are we going to make this work? So my recommendation, is at that point, once you're staying informed, you're learning about everything, you may need to adjust your budget. You may need to add to or take away some of those things. But with your groceries, that is one of the easiest ways to adjust your spending with your eating. You don't have to buy name brand. Because if you cook it and you salt and pepper it and things like that, it's not going to taste the same anyway. It's going to taste just like Great. My cabinets are full of Great Value. That's just all there is to it, and that's all it's ever going to be. But clip your coupons. Go on those discount days. You also need to be realistic about your budget. Don't set such expectations that you can't meet it, because all that's going to do is that's going to discourage you. And you don't need anything to discourage you when you're trying to do something so positive in your life. Another thing too, don't be afraid to ask for help. You may be a pharmacist, or you may work in McDonald's. It doesn't matter where you work. What you do for a living is what you do for a living. It may not be financing. That's why you look at all of your resources. There are free groups online. You can go to YouTube at any given day, and you can learn these things. You may have a family member, or you may have a friend. Maybe y'all are in the same boat, and you need to learn these things together. That is amazing, because then you've got each other to bounce these things off of. Again, family. You know, once you look at your bank statements and you see these charges on there that are not necessities, and you know, it's wasteful spending, just to be honest, it is wasteful spending. What you need to do is learn from your past. Look at all of these. First of all, look at how much you spend each month on wasted items. Once you do that, then adjust your budget accordingly, because at that point you have identified the wasteful spending. You know where your money needs to go at this point. So take a look at your past and recognize where you don't want to be again. If you do that, you will also notice that your life is better, not just financially, but I'm talking about emotionally and mentally. Because admit it, you go to bed at night and you worry about the bills. Am I going to be able to pay all the bills this month? Or, oh my God, my kid needs braces now. Or, holy crap, I need a new tire on the car because I got a nail in it. We need to work on what happened, what's happening today. But the only way we can learn about what we need to do today is what we've done in the past. That is, I cannot stress that enough. Another thing too, don't be afraid of change. Life is full of change. And that is the main reason why you're budgeting, is to welcome that change. And if you notice, if you embrace this, then it will make your life a lot easier. And like we just said a minute ago, mentally, emotionally, you don't want to be worrying about finances all the time. It will consume you. It will bring you down. It will cause you to go into a depression. And those are things you don't need. So embrace the change. Make it positive. Make it yours. And you will find that that will make your process so much easier by making it yours. And stay hopeful, because hope is everything. You have to keep up the hope. You have to have faith in yourself that, hey, I can do this. How am I going to do this? That's why you're sitting down and writing your budget. That's why you have a to-do list, is to figure out where you're falling short, where you need to pick up the extra slack. And I'm going to go over a couple of things. I've got some notes here, so if I'm looking down periodically, it's because I want to make sure that I stay on task with everyone. But I find that one of the most important things when it comes to a budget, other than making and paying your necessary bills, is having an emergency fund. Who knew that the price of eggs were going to be almost $10 a dozen? That's not in our budget. Who knew that there was going to be the bird flu and chicken was going to go astronomical? That wasn't in our budget. who knew that there were going to be 146% tariff taxes on goods coming in from some other countries? That was not in our budget. So here's where we have to adjust accordingly. It may take that emergency fund to get you through a short amount of time. I always like to tell people, if you're starting from zero and you have no emergency fund, start with a weekly goal. Start with a weekly goal. Yeah. And minimize those trips to the vending machine. Don't eat out. And you'll notice at the end of the week, you might have an additional $50. And, you know, that $50 can be more groceries, or that could go towards the cell phone bill or the power, anything. But that's an additional $50 in your pocket. That's an additional $50 worth of stress in your life. I mean, it eliminates that stress in your life, that little bit of money. And look at it this way. Over a four-week period of time, you've saved $200. And if you can do that, then set you a goal. How much do I want in my emergency fund? Do I want my emergency fund to cover me for a month, 2 months, or 3 months, maybe even 8 months? How long does this money need to last me if I were to fall into a financial hardship? How long would my emergency money last me, and how long do I think it needs to last? Those are the important things. But make sure you have something put back for a rainy day, because with the way the economy is, the way it's as volatile as it is right now, we all need that backup. And if we don't have it, we need to start producing it. That's just all there is to it. It's a necessity at this point, an emergency fund. You need to make every penny count. I mean, I can't stress that enough with eating out, because that I looked at my bank statements a couple of months ago and my mouth just hit the floor. That's just all there is to it. My mouth hit the floor. I could not believe the amount of money I was spending in going and eating out. Now, taking clients out is one thing, but just ordering from Grubhub or from the local Panda Express or wherever your poison is. Look at that on your bank statement. Cut that out. And then you'll have that extra money for groceries. Make every penny you have count. So let's say that you go every morning to Starbucks and you have your $4 latte or espresso, whatever. If you stop doing that for every day, three times a week, then that's going to save you roughly $624. So three times a week at $4 a cup of coffee is going to save you $624 a year. What can you do with that? Your car insurance? I mean, that's money in your savings account. That is extra money in your pocket. You can add that to not eating out or minimizing, you know, any other expense you see that you have wasteful spending on your bank account. Reduce your debt. So this one's kind of touchy. You're trying to save for your emergency fund, but yet you have all this debt that you need to get knocked down. How do you do it? Frankly, I do 50-50. I put 50% towards my additional expense, my credit card bills, whatever they may be. And I take the other 50%, excuse me, I'm getting dry mouth. And then I take my other 50% and I put it in my savings account. Maybe 50-50 doesn't work for you. That's fine. But make sure you are paying off your credit cards or any other kind of debt you may have. But also remember, even if you only have $100 extra, pay $60 on your additional bill, put $40 in savings. Just always remember to put something in savings, because you will eventually need it one day. search for deals. I think a minute ago I talked about going to Dent and Ding stores or clipping coupons or going to the they have certain grocery stores, Cost Plus. Basically, you're getting it at Cost Plus, say 10%. Thrift stores. Do you really have to have that Ralph Lauren outfit? Do you really have to have that Lululemon bag or that Kate Spade or Michael Kors? Do you really have to have that? No, you really don't. Look at thrift stores. Thrift stores, people get rid of brand new things. I shop at thrift stores all the time. I absolutely love them because I can get clothes there with tags still on them and knowing they've never been worn and I'm getting it for $3. That's a savings right there. Especially for some of y'all that work in very nice, say in a law firm, and you have to look really nice for work every day. Utilize the thrift stores and see what you can do there. And that right there will save you a mountain of money because in your budget, you may see where the last few months you've been going out and spending unnecessary money at Macy's or wherever it may be, Amazon. Now that one right there will get you in trouble. You definitely need to watch Amazon. But search for those deals out there. Read that junk mail that comes in the mail every day. Look at it. What's on sale? What's not? What do you need? Not what can you use or what do you want? What do you need? You also need to track your spending. Okay, even though you are on a budget, you still need to, every once in a while, check your budget. Make sure, am I on task to reach my goal for this week? Or am I on task to reach my goal for the month? Track your spending. And if you see that you're falling short now, and we all fall off the wagon every once in a while, this right here will give you an idea of, okay, this is where I'm going. I'm falling. I'm headed down that same path. I need to track what I'm doing. I need to stop. But if you do not know when to stop unless you're tracking what you're spending, that is so important. And I really can't stress bank statements enough. I just really can't, because that right there is your telltale sign to everything that you're possibly spending. Another thing too, a lot of people don't realize this, but we all live on debit cards and we all live on credit cards. It's much easier to track your spending also when you are using cash. If you find that you're using cash, you want to hold on to as much cash as possible. I know I do. I don't want to break that $20 bill. But what do? First thing we do is we pull out that debit card or we pull out that credit card. No. No more. Now is time that you need to start using cash. If you don't have cash, I guess you don't need to be spending money. But utilize your cash. So how to create the budget? That's very important as well. What I find that I do is I make notes. I have a notebook that's dedicated to my budget. I sit down once a month. I look and see what I've got due, what I've got that's going to be taken out of my account, and I adjust accordingly to my budget for the month. I list all of my expenses. Again, we go from necessities down to basic needs. We leave the wants alone for right now. We look at our mortgage. We look at our rent, power, water, cell phone, groceries, car insurance, things like that. The most important necessities that we cannot live without. And we list all that out. And then you start allocating money to your fixed expenses. And your fixed expenses are the absolute needs. Those are fixed. You know they're going to have that. You're going to have those every month or every quarter, however often you are set up for. And you need to choose how your money will meet your goals. So let's say you've paid extra on one credit card. Okay, you've paid extra. You don't have a monthly payment due. So take that money and put it into your savings account. You can do things by choosing where you want your money to be, but you have to be ahead in order to be able to do that. But make, you know, overpay 1 month. Okay, then the next month, pay a little bit more than the minimum, but take the rest of the money, put it in your savings account. Then maybe the next month you've got another credit card that you want to start paying down. Okay, put more money on that credit card and less over in your spending. But see, with your budget, you can choose where you want your money and choose where you need it the most. Let's see here. I think I stressed enough about taking your lunch to work and that vending machine. And the reason I stress some of these things is because these are the things that I've had trouble with through my life that I've now learned I have to track. And no, my degree in business, my degree in accounting, that really, it took me deeper into budgeting. But, you know, budgeting is very simple and it's very easy. Let's see here. Okay. Quit smoking. Quit drinking. You would not believe how much money you will save. Pack cigarettes, $10. Really? And if you smoke a pack a day, that's $50 in 5 days. I mean, come on. That is $50 that you are, that you're not putting in your savings account, or you're not putting it in your bills. So cut back. You don't have to go to the bar every night. You don't have to go to the bar even once a week, maybe a glass of wine. Cause it's a lot cheaper to buy that bottle of wine and drink it at home than it is to go out and have a bottle of wine at a bar, a glass of wine at a bar. Let's see here. Buy store brand. I think I covered that a little while ago. My cupboards are full and my pantry is full of great value. I keep great value in business. Clip those coupons. Like I said, all that crap that comes in the mail once a week, clip it. Clip it and use it. Another one that we don't think about, and it's one of those that will slip by you, adjusting your thermostat in your home. Leave your thermostat at a constant temperature. What is comfortable for you? Normally, some people keep it at 70 degrees during the winter and then maybe 71 or 72 during the summer to regulate how much your power bill is going to be. Remember, you're always in control of your expenses, power, water, all of it. You're in control. And this is the time when you have to take control. Let's see here. I think I covered driving Uber and Lyft. You would not believe the amount of money you can make. I know some people that make a couple hundred dollars a day. And that is, I mean, a couple hundred dollars a day on top of what they're doing 5 days a week. So let's say that you've got your 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday. Okay. You don't have kids. Let's say you go out and drive Uber from 6 to 8 in the evenings. Okay, great. There's you a little bit of extra cash, maybe $40 or $50. You know, that's $40 or $50 you didn't have to begin with. Okay, you don't work on weekends. Saturday morning, get up 6 a.m. Start doing your Uber and your Lyft. And then that's the time when you can also do Grubhub because people are at home. They're going to order out. They're going to want it delivered because they don't want to get out and go to breakfast. So, you know, do things like that. You know, there's a multitude of things out there now. There's even a program where you can drive for Amazon. And what you do is you pick out the region where you want to deliver. It could be your neighborhood. It could be a couple of neighborhoods around you. And what you do is you get a hold of Amazon. I'm not exactly sure of the process. I'm just letting you know this just in case, you know, you decide that this is something you want to do. Get in contact with Amazon. from what I understand, you can pick out the neighborhoods that you want to deliver to. You request those for you to deliver to them, and roughly you get paid, from what I understand, about $20 an hour. You would go pick up the items in the morning, deliver them through the day, and be making $20 an hour. That right there, that's good money. That's guaranteed $20 an hour too. So you're not having to worry about your Uber or your Lyft or your Grubhub on whether you're going to make your goal that day. So we've talked about finding another source of income. Now, I want to cover for businesses. This is a business podcast, so let's get into businesses now. Your businesses, though, are just like your home. They are your babies. You have to budget with them the same way you budget with your home. What is the necessities? My rent or the mortgage? The power and the water? I have to keep the phone going. I have to keep my computers going. That's another expense too, is making sure you have updated software and computers. Take control. This is your time to take control of your business. Look at the expenses. Okay, what is your supply and demand? What do people want? What sells the best for you? What costs you the least that you make the most on? Let's say you've got a widget over here that you're making a gross profit of $6 on, and they're selling, you know, pretty good. But then you've got one over here that sells really good. You may only be making a $5 profit, but the amount of sales that you have will compensate you over here from what you're making the $6 profit on. So look at that. Free advertising. This right here, if there is no need to spend money on advertising anymore. You have got Facebook, you have got TikTok, you've got Instagram, you have got YouTube, you name it and you've got it. And the thing about it is it's free. It's free. You always want something. Even if it doesn't give you an exponential amount of business, it didn't cost you anything, did it? And that's the best kind of have. You don't have to have a billboard. You don't have to have an advertisement on TV. You don't have to have one on the radio. Get on TikTok. That is a huge one right now. Get on TikTok. Sell your items. Sell your service. And I'm very guilty of this. I don't do it. I should be doing it, especially in my line of work. If you're in a service industry, get on there, make a video. Let's say you're a carpet cleaning business. Okay. What are 10 tips that you can give somebody over TikTok? Just, you know, you don't even have to give them all 10. You can give them a part one and a part two. 5 for the part one, 5 for the part two. There is a multitude that you can do with these apps nowadays. And the free advertising, advertising, I remember back in the day when I first got started in business, we didn't have all of this TikTok and Instagram or even Facebook. So I resorted to newspaper. Yes, I'm that old. I resorted to newspaper ads. But those got so expensive. I mean, I was looking at $300 and $400 a month just in advertising. Yes, it was bringing in some business, but it was not. Once I tracked it, you know, I said a minute ago, track how much you're making. I wasn't making as much off of the newspaper advertising. So I stopped. And then at that time, Facebook started coming out, not Facebook Marketplace, regular Facebook. Marketplace didn't come along for several more years. And then I got on there and I started advertising my business. People started coming. It was great because it was free and you don't have to do things private. excuse me, everyone, do things public. Post advertising on Facebook publicly. You know, you've just use what you've got. There are so many other outlets out here that you can use other than paid advertising. Another thing too, your cost of goods. So let's say that you are getting this widget over here from this supplier for $3, but you can get it over here at this supplier for $2.90. Okay? If it's the same product and they're the same quality, go with the cheaper one. It doesn't matter how long you've been friends with so-and-so over here or anything else. You are in business to make a dollar. That is your livelihood to where you can pay your budget at home. There are so many other things that you can do in business to with your business. It is your baby. I don't really know how to stress this enough. It's yours. What works best for you in your industry? I know from my industry, it's word of mouth. And we're going to dive into some taxes here in a minute too, just for a couple of minutes for the business side of it. You know, what works best for you? What saves you money? What saves you time? I mean, your time is money. People do not realize that. It's like with me. I have some clients that jeopardize my time. They want to call me on the phone. Then 15 minutes later, they want to text me. Then an hour after that, they want to call me again. And then the next day, it's the same thing over again. You need to, your time is money. Yes, this may be a very good client, but let them know, hey, listen, you know, I have a dedicated time that I take calls or I take text messages. And if you call me before 3 o'clock, I'll return your call that day. If I don't receive your call till after 3 o'clock, I'll get to you within the next business day. Your time is your money. You need to spend time on your business. Now let's get into some taxes for your business. The times are changing when it comes to taxes, and I don't have any current updated laws for tax year 2025 because they are still being worked on, I guess you could say. And we won't find out about the new tax laws for 2026 till the end of this year. Now, in 2025, everything pretty much stayed the same. But now, here's where people have an issue. You don't save receipts. People, you need to save your receipts. The government doesn't go by bank statements. So you say you not saving that Walmart receipt, even though you got toner for your printer, the government's not going to give you credit for that when they see Walmart on your bank statement because they're going to assume that you went and bought groceries. So even if you are going to Walmart, here's a little trick of the trade too. Let's say you're going to Walmart to get groceries. Get you a pack of pencils. But when you do, make sure it's on a separate receipt. Then you could actually, since you're going to get that pack of pencils and you just happen to grab you some groceries, you can write that mileage off as business mileage. A lot of people don't realize that. Mileage. Anything that is for that business, to that business, with that business, it doesn't matter. You can write that mileage off. I have so many people ask me, you know, hey, they'll call me. Hey, can I do this for my business? Can I buy this for my business? Yes. The answer is yes. If you are doing it for your business, to your business, with your business, around your business, under your anything, if it has the word business in it, if you're my client and if it has the word business in it, we're writing it off because it is a legitimate business expense. If you went and took a client. If I take a client out to lunch, I get 50% credit for that. I write that off at 50% on my taxes, but I have to have that receipt. I have to have that receipt. Cannot stress that enough. Have I gone over too much, Monique?
No, I'm just, you know what it is? It feels therapeutic. I'm sitting here getting my whole Sunday, getting my life. Your voice is calming me down. I really love your point so far. We have 5 minutes left in the show, but you hit on a lot of things. The separate receipt thing is really important. I'm in a mountain of receipts. I'm an anal receipt getter. So mm-hmm. I like to cross-check those, but I really like the separate receipt tip and the mileage tip. A lot of us do work from home, but when you do go get groceries and you're probably killing three birds with one stone, you might as well do that. I really exactly. love tips. Yeah, I love the tips about yeah. chipping away at the savings. I use a platform called Albert, and they take a lot of money out, but it adds up. They take it in like $15 increments, so I don't really see it. And then mm-hmm. by the end of the month, it's there. I sometimes have to transfer it back, but...
Don't we all?
So keep going. Give us a couple more minutes. And then before we could keep going, where can people find you? I know you gave it to us at the top. Where can we find you anywhere in the world within American Income? You can service them.
I can be reached through cell phone at 910-571-1092. And now remember, that is not my business cell phone. That is my personal cell phone. You're welcome to text me. I am on Facebook at Christina Biddle. Let's see here. I have a TikTok account, but I really don't do much with that. But I believe it's at TaxQueen1, so you can find me at TaxQueen1. And I wanted to say this too. If you're one of my clients, I prepare you with an expense spreadsheet. So this lists about 45 different things that most businesses can write off. So if you're in need of an accountant, give me a call. Again, my company name is Premier Accounting. I practice worldwide. And, you know, I have so many other tricks up my sleeve. So if you want to become my client, just give me a call. I am that easy to get to.
Now, you guys, my part of my Easter/Passover gift to you is that we're going to have Christina back next week and give her another 50-minute block so she can continue to cover these things. I'm getting an expense sheet from you soon, I think. I already mm-hmm. sent you some things. Christina's actually helping me. She doesn't know this yet, but on the air, I'm telling her she's going to help me with my film accounting as well for the pandemic project. She's a partner in it. She's a friend. She's actually in the film. And so is Keith, her partner, her husband. And so, you know, it's really been a blessing to have you there along the way. And that's a whole nother thing. When you have a project that you have to pay out dividends to, that's another hill I have to climb. So I'm really grateful for you. And listen, you guys, you're not going to get this level of personalization from many people. She's giving you her personal cell phone number. And the business boundaries are so important with that, like you were touching on earlier. Setting up those boundaries and really keeping them in all relationships is something that I've found lately. Applying those helps me save time. Do people get mad at you when you give them business boundaries?
I have some that don't like it. I really do. But you know something? I have to have me time. It's like you and I were talking about in the very beginning. What yeah. Calgon take me away? Those baths, those showers, that Starbucks coffee that you treat yourself to maybe once a week. Yeah. You know, you do have to set your boundaries. Well, they set their boundaries.
That's true. Even if it is trolling you three times a day, that's their. But I see why they want to talk to you. You're very calming. You guys,
you know, while I've been on here, I've already had two clients text me on Easter Sunday.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You guys don't want to not like an unbusy accountant. I don't think that that's a good one. So I don't know if you really need to be advertising much more, but I'm glad you're sharing this wealth of information. You guys come back next week. We'll have Christina all to ourselves once again. Christina, any last words? We got 5 seconds.
Happy saving. And if y'all need anything, I can be reached at 910-571-1092. Thank you so much. I love you, Monique. You're wonderful.
I love you more. So are you. What we start today, see you next weekend. Be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.